You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. And yes, like the dude just said, we are Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. So this is that time of the week. I enjoy doing this. This is fun. Getting together with the two folks who help keep this show just humming. Because I get to be the voice in the microphone more often than not. But, you know, I got people that really you can't do without. And those two people are Copper and Birdman. So Copper runs the board, makes things all work in-house. And then I like to joke that Birdman works in the outhouse. He keeps all of the background tech, the website, the social media, the podcast, all of it going. So anyway, but they got perspectives. They got ideas. They got notions. So we do this once a week, or we just bring them on, and I find out what my millennial mavens think about issues in the headlines. So let me call roll. Birdman, you with us?
Howdy, howdy, guys.
He is there. And and Copper, of course, you're always here.
Indeed I am.
All right. Well, Copper, that means we got a sound effect we got to play. Let's kick it off.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
It delights me. All right. Okay. This amuses me. Let's move forward. You ready? Here's my first question for you guys. So, all right, you may have seen it was an ugly week for shootings. There were some very high-profile shootings in the news, especially one in Buffalo. Buffalo, New York, it appears that a race-based killing took the lives of 10 people at a grocery store up in Buffalo. We also had another shooting at a church in California. That one appears to be now a Chinese national who was angry at a Taiwanese community because of China and Taiwan's relations. And then we had, you know, another one of those epic Chicago weekends where bad things happen, crowds gathered, shots are fired, people are killed. So all that to say, shootings are happening left and right. Does this move the needle at all for you? Because the Democrats have immediately come out and started talking about gun control again. They always do. But let me ask you this. When you see those, does it move the needle for you or for your generation, for that matter, regarding gun control? I'll go with Birdman first.
You know, first of all, it is a tragedy. Every single one of these is a tragedy. And nothing I'm going to say is going to, you know, help any of what these people are feeling. But the bottom line is shootings like these take place at soft targets. And even the Buffalo shooter said in his like 180-page manifesto that he chose a soft target, a place with very strict gun laws where he openly said he knew that if somebody were to fire back on the off chance somebody were to fire back, it would be 10 rounds or less because of magazine restrictions, because of all of these restrictions. To me, this does not move the needle any more towards gun restrictions. To me, that is the most asinine and short-sighted response possible, because if someone was able to rightfully defend themselves from this situation, there'd be a lot less consequences for these poor people who were unarmed. It is sad to see this. It really is. And the fact that he is an openly proclaimed left-wing supporter, it says a lot, and the news just isn't mentioning that.
Oh, I hadn't seen that. So he said that he's got left-leaning political ideologies?
In his manifesto, he openly states that he is center-left with he wants to be known as a populist and a neo-Nazi. That's
you're
verbatim, by the way.
A center-left neo-Nazi. That's, wow.
Yes.
Didn't okay. see that on CNN.
Well, so, yeah, really. So, Birdman, before we finish that up, though, I know that you're a gun guy in your own right. Mm-hmm. So I did expect that answer to some degree. I mean, well put, by the way. But do you think, in looking at your generation, by and large, that your comments are reflective of your generation's thoughts?
No, not even remotely. And I've had a lot of time, you know, talking and arguing in this realm with my generation, and to put it just bluntly, my generation is extremely short-sighted when it comes to gun laws on all spectrums.
Hmm. Okay. Copper, your thoughts. Does it move the needle at all for you that these mass shootings not all mass shootings, but these violent moments that involve shootings have taken place.
I agree with Birdman. Unfortunately, my generation as a whole doesn't have long-term mentality here. The second there's a shooting, they start calling for gun control again. That is not at all what I would support. I just don't think it gets at human nature. That's not the way you solve problems. You have to get to the root of the issue, which is people's desire to kill each other, not the fact that they have a gun or a knife or a car they can use to kill people.
Mm. Great point. And that, you know, I was thinking this morning as I was driving in and thinking about how this segment might go today, that very thing is not being talked about. Like, was it Waukesha, Wisconsin, where the guy who is I think he was a BLM activist, wasn't he? That ran
he
through
was.
A parade.
Yeah. Mostly, you could kill more people that way than with a gun.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he took out a bunch of people, and it was awful. But you're not hearing anything about car control.
Yeah.
It's always the implement that becomes the focus of the ire of the left. It's never the person.
Absolutely.
And
unless
ironically,
the person happens to be a police officer. But anyway.
Oh, ironically, driving actually is a privilege, not a right.
Yeah, oh,
it's true.
Well put.
So they could control that potentially.
That brings up a whole new round of conversation. Let me
don't give them ideas,
right?
Please.
All right. Oh, okay. All right. Let's move on then. All right. There's a national shortage of baby formula. It's gotten pretty ugly in some places. National shortage of baby formula. Has it impacted anyone that you know personally? And what are your thoughts on the fact that there are apparently vast quantities of baby formula being given to illegal immigrants at the border while we can't find it on the shelves for U.S. citizens? Your thoughts on all that? Copper, you're first.
Whew, yeah, nobody in my circle has started having bebes yet, but it's still very alarming. And I think it's very ironic and unfortunate that we are giving it to the illegal immigrants first. I mean, obviously, I don't want to see their children suffering and starving, but at a certain point, that's not our responsibility. I mean, we have a responsibility morally and as Christians to love people sacrificially, but that doesn't mean let your own child starve.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. Let your own child, meaning U.S. citizens.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing here is what we're finding out now, too, is the FDA has really contributed to this. I'll talk about more of that in a minute. But Birdman, you... know folks personally dealing with this, and oh, by the way, what are your thoughts on the illegal immigrants having pallets of it down there in the warehouses?
Yeah, I have a lot of people actually that I know that are dealing with this exact thing. I actually posted something about this on my Instagram, and I got a response from a family member. And I mean, we talked about it for a minute, and yeah, it's affecting people that are close to me. You know this. I think Copper honestly said everything that I could say about the immigrants getting, you know, it's hard to watch to some degree because I want to see, you know, like she said, I want to see everybody taken care of. That is our given Christian duty. And she's absolutely right. But to put it in layman's terms, you know, we got to look out for number one. We do. This is our people that we're talking about, and they're here. And they're here rightfully so. And we have to take care of them first before we can take care of everybody else.
Yeah. And you know, the interesting dynamic we've got here, and by the way, well put, both of you. The interesting thing we've got to deal with here, too, is the fact that this is in some ways a self-inflicted wound. I saw an article this morning, was it this morning? Maybe it was yesterday, that talked about the fact that the FDA is one of the most regulated things the FDA deals with is baby formula. It's hyper-regulated, and I don't know that I think that it's wrong for them to, you know, regulate this, but what I'm saying is they hyper-regulate it to the exclusion of a lot of things that are actually considered acceptable in most places in the world, first world countries. Like, there's apparently almost like an undercurrent or a sort of a black market of families here in the U.S. trying to get European baby formula. But because it doesn't meet FDA standards, because it may come from, you know, goat milk or something else that is considered to be alternative, they don't allow it. And so you got the people trying to ship it in, and then you got it being seized at the border because it's not considered authorized by the FDA. But the point in the article was, you're not hearing about mass baby deaths in Europe from using their formula. So why do we keep doing this to ourselves? It's a great question. I don't know the answer to it, but it's a great question. All right. Good discussion on that one. Copper, move us to a break. We'll go into the break right now. Come back. And we're going to move the questions towards the elections. And then, of course, the stupidest story of the week. Have to know every week because they always find one that I didn't see. Stupidest story of the week. Copper and the Birdman, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going right back now with Copper and the Birdman. Hey, by the way, guys, I got to tell you two things. One, I was checking Twitter right before I came back on. Breaking story from ABC 3340, which is out of Birmingham. Baby formula maker Abbott, which is the corporation that has, I think, been on FDA restriction, has just entered into a deal with FDA regulators to restart their production. So that's big doings. That's good. And maybe that'll help. The other one is there's an audio clip. I just retweeted it. Justice Clarence Thomas is being asked about his views of the press. And he says, they always ask him about the way he does his job. He said, "I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours."
Nice.
And then he just sat there and just belly laughed. He just had a good time with it, too. He was having the best time. All right, you guys, next question. And by the way, we got about 6 minutes, so I don't want to lose time on stupidest story. But let me just ask you this real quick. The election primary is next week. I think it's next Tuesday. Yeah, next Tuesday. Has anything occurred in recent weeks that has, you know, swayed your opinion one way or the other regarding any candidate for U.S. Senate or governor, the two big statewide races that have all the attention right now? Anything happened that you're like, okay, because of that, I won't vote for them, or because of that, I am back in their camp? Logan or Birdman, you're first.
Yeah, there's only been two things that I can think of off the top of my head that have really stood out to me, one of which we've discussed on the air before, and that was what I said previously in regards to the Mike Durant campaign, just things in regarding the gun confiscation thing, you know, that kind of stuff. And we've discussed that before multiple times, so I won't hash all of that out. One thing that did really stand out that I found out about a week or two ago is about Lou Burdette. Which I really have just, I've really liked a lot of the stuff I've been hearing from him. And he mentioned something in a town hall type thing where he was talking about only putting $10,000 investment into his campaign and not taking more. Just a lot of the stuff that's come out of the guy just seems genuine. And I've really liked the campaign that he's running.
Okay, interesting. Copper, how about you?
Not really. I was more impressed by Mike Durant in person than over phone interviews, but I still don't think that he's my candidate of choice. In terms of the governor race, I think Linda Blanchard, by not doing anything, has made it so I'm probably not going to vote for her. I liked her from the start, and yet she always seemed a little shaky, so basically my mindset was, if she does something to impress me, I'll vote for her, but there's just been nothing, really.
Okay. Wow. All right, you guys. Well, listen, we got about 4 minutes. I don't want to lose time on this. It's my favorite moment here. So, stupidest story of the week. And this is where, folks out there, if you've not heard Copper and the Birdman before, we always do the real topics, but then they just have the ability to deep dive into stuff that I've never seen before. So, stupidest story of the week. Copper, you're first.
Okay, so in an Australian election, a Kim Jong-un lookalike showed up pretending to be the dictator of North Korea and said he was condoning one of the candidates. He was supporting him as the communist candidate for
what?
Australia, because basically he hated that candidate, and so he wanted
He was trying to tank the candidate by showing up as the communist dictator.
Yep.
And advocating for him.
Yep, that is the most hilarious subversion I've ever seen.
Oh wow! Oh man, that is. Did the guy look like Kim Jong-un?
Oh yeah, he does. Oh, he looks a little too cheerful, but yeah, the haircut and the outfit and the, you know, a little bit filled out body.
Yeah, build out body. By that you mean round as a basketball.
Yes. Filled, yes.
Filled. Okay, filled out body. Birdman, stupidest story of the week. What do you got?
All right, this one's very stupid. It's also very sad and kind of will tick a lot of people off. But, hey, people need to know this. So, Nancy Pelosi has officially released the opening of a liquor store in the House where members of the House can buy alcohol with taxpayer-funded MRAs.
What?
You can go on house.gov, or at one point, you could go to drinks.house.gov, and it would direct you straight there. But it's ran by a company called Sodexo, or it's in conjunction with a company called Sodexo. Yes, I saw that and went, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. For anybody in college, you know that name. But yes, I actually went to it, and it is a lot of drinks. It is a lot of alcohol. And it is very weird that this is being pushed in a time with baby formula shortages, you know, stuff like that. And our House members can just walk downstairs and buy a case of their drink of choice.
Which, by the way, they can also get their Peloton now, because apparently that's also being provided to them. That's crazy. That's not the stupidest story. That's the craziest story, which may be different. Anyway, all right. All right, Copper and the Birdman, good job, you guys. We're up against it. Appreciate you. We'll do it again next week. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, with one of the best teams around. We will be right back.